I'm Terry Saka, and this is Rigged Against You. Today, we can all say everything has changed, but something more than most of us have realized. It's not just the overwhelming landslide and mandate that Trump has given. Looks like he's taken all three branches of government. But it's what is going to happen to the financial system now behind the scenes. And a lot of this, I think many are really unaware of. We hear about it, but what does it mean? So I'm just going to touch on it today because this is big stuff in a time when we better pay attention because opportunities are there and we should be prepared to take advantage of them. One thing to understand is we are not a money economy. Important to know, we think about that as economic growth, but we're not a money economy. We are a credit economy. We have to grow credit, take out loans. We're Keynesian economics. We should have went to the Austrian, which was saving and producing. We didn't. We went into this socialist Keynesian economic model, and it's all about debt. It's a slave state in debt. But with that being said, credit is the issue right now, especially at these high interest rates. They're starting to slow come down a little bit, but not fast enough. But with hundreds and hundreds of banks in deep unrealized losses due to the bad commercial real estate loans. And here's the thing, they have to get refinanced at a lot higher interest rate here over the next year or two, unless we really get busy and lower these rates. This is going to be catastrophic for so many banks, and the contagion could be real. This is going to cause tremendous amount of loss, but something changed. The whole approach to money is going to change. Trump will have to, regardless. He has no choice. Trump is actually a negative interest rate kind of guy. He would go down to negative interest rates if we had to, meaning they would almost pay us to take out a loan. But it's all about producing economy. If we have low interest rates, it's a catch-22 to some extent because it is inflationary, but at the same time, it also is economic booming. But we are going to have to lower these rates. Number one, we have to refinance the government debt. In refinancing the government debt, it would be better to refinance them with lower rates. So at the same time of lowering these rates, and who knows how low we go, Trump will have to print trillions of dollars. We have no choice. And so when we hear the combination of printing trillions of dollars into liquidity into the system, lowering rates, that sounds extremely inflationary. Gold and silver will explode under those conditions. But here's where this gets interesting. Is Trump has great policy ideas to tackle inflation. One will be energy independence. So it comes down to energy independence. He will drill, drill, drill as he will have to print, print, print. If we can get these energy costs down by half, that will really dramatically take down the inflation surge. It will help us with prices in the grocery store, everything from shipping, FedEx, you name it. Energy is everything. A great nation only survives when they are energy independent. That's what was so interesting about politics over the last handful of years. One party is just bent on destroying energy. They try to say it's for climate change, which is a complete joke. There's only 0.04% of CO2 in the atmosphere. If it goes below 0.02, the plants would die. The whole thing was a joke, and it is. I get to some extent there's things we can do to help the environment, but the argument of climate change was just a flat-out lie. There it just is, especially the part about animals and cow farts contributing to it. It is a joke. There is no evidence whatsoever, and animals do not in any way impact the earth, but yet they were running the narrative. So here we are, Trump coming in, becoming energy independent, is going to really do a good job on stemming the inflation. Then you have Elon Musk coming in. Elon Musk is going to be unbelievable if he can do what he wants to do. He said he could probably trim $2 trillion off the federal budget. There are hundreds of government agencies. There's over 2 million people working for the government. We could probably slash a million of those people if we were smart, go into every agency and say, you have 500 people, you now are going to do it with 100 people. Get rid of agencies. I think bringing in RFK Jr. is going to be explosive as well. He's going to decimate the FDA. FDA gets most of its funding from pharmaceutical companies. What a conflict of interest was that? Let alone get rid of high fructose corn syrup. Get rid of these dyes they put in things like Skittles in our food. Really make America healthy again, but destroy the government bureaucracy is key. Milei did it in Argentina in just months, and it brought down inflation. If Trump gets in and if we get this full mandate, we can take energy prices and really do a job on them. Become energy independent. Very important. First thing Biden did when he got in was cut off our energy independence. They had a plan on the left to take us to global one world order, CBDC, government controlled, behavioral controlled, digital ID, slave state. Trump, on the other hand, wants us to have freedom. He wants us to be crypto capital of the world. He wants to use bitcoins as reserve. You have Democrats like Elizabeth Warren, a senator who just wants to destroy crypto. Democrats would have, but now that Trump's in, he wants to make us crypto friendly and a crypto capital. This is an enormous change. So when it comes to gold and things like gold and silver, many would think, well, if we get down inflation and we really work that down, then we shouldn't be concerned and need gold and silver. On the contrary, because the changes that are coming, when you hear what I'm getting ready to explain here, you're going to realize gold is more important than ever in the global economy, and lowering these rates and printing of these trillions will continue to back up gold as I see gold continuing to rise thousands and thousands of dollars from here. And of course, silver will too. We are going into a commodity super cycle, period. The world is printing money in the tune of trillions and trillions. But here's where it gets interesting. Doing all of this is one thing. It's going to work on the inflation side, but we are going to dilute our currency. And so gold and silver will remain extremely important for diversifying. Just know right now, still have 2.5 months before Trump can take over. But that stock market pump that we had coming off of the election, it is a head fake. Be very, very cautious. I personally would be taking position to take profits and get ready to re-diversify. The world is in global recession, period. And so I would still be taking advantage of gold and silver coming off a little bit because of this hyperness and the dollar raging and the stock market up. Take the profits because get ready because it's still coming. But we have a battle here. A huge, unbelievable battle taking place. And this is where it gets interesting. We all know this because we've seen it before. And it's right here. Let's go. Let me come in here and go like this. We've seen this before here. The pandemic represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect and reimagine and reset our world. That was the Great Reset. Now, we've heard not just about the Great Reset, but we keep hearing about the CBDC, central bank controlled system of money. Biden even tried to put it in so everything in your bank was being directly reported to the IRS. They wanted us under digital ID, digital currency, total behavioral control. This was called the Great Taking, and many of you may have heard me say that. The Great Taking was the bottom line is currency in the bank, stocks and bonds in your brokerage were considered by law as collateral to the debt of the financial system, and why that guy Klaus Schwab said you're going to have nothing and like it. The Great Taking was going to be to collapse the economy, force us into CBDC through digital ID and digital money. They could control our behavior. And because in the law, Commercial Code 5 and 6, legally, Dodd-Frank Law 2008 called bail-ins, during this economic collapse, they would have taken your money, given it to the bank. They would have taken your stocks and bonds and given it to the financial institutions to bail them out. This is what we did in the Great Depression. It's in the law. Now, this is the one side. This is what they were planning to do. And then you have the United Nations setting up for a declarations act. They were going to have an emergency declaration act where if it's an emergency, they can supersede all laws, even the Constitution of the United States, because it's an emergency. And so the United Nations was writing up an Emergency Declaration Act, and the World Economic Forum through the World Health Organization was working on a pandemic treaty. Biden absolutely was going to sign this. Even Harris would have signed it. Trump absolutely will not. So all of a sudden, this Emergency Declaration Act gone. This World Health, this pandemic treaty gone. And now they won't have control over us and our behavior. Now, CBDCs, now that's on the one side. Now, on the other side is what Trump plans on doing. He wants us to be a crypto capital. This is incredible stuff, because now we're going into the argument, global blockchain, digitized and tokenized stablecoin and cryptocurrency freedom. No central control or behavior modification. This is a big deal, because right here, can blockchain transform the current system of cross-border payments? This is where it goes into tokenization, and it gets into cryptos cross-bordering. So this global blockchain, digitized and tokenized stablecoin, is a part of crypto. In cryptos, you have three different types of crypto. You have, well, there's a few, but mime coins. Those would be things like Dogecoin and things that just really don't mean anything. They're there for fun, but you can still make money on them. The other one are called altcoins. It gets into fintech, which is finance and technology. Altcoins are the technology that underpins the digital money payment system, sort of like Apple Pay. They want to get into cross-border digital blockchain technology. And the thing is, they're doing it. It's not a matter of will they already are. Banks right now are building the infrastructure for a cross-border digital crypto world. These altcoins would be things like XRP or Hedera or XLM. Ethereum's part of it. They will be the actual technology that keeps the central banks organized. And then you have stable coins. A stable coin is actually a crypto coin like the US dollar, but it's backed up by an asset. So a stable coin will have assets like oil or a commodity or gold. And that's where this gets real big, because a stable coin is where it's going. Now, there will be some governments that will do CBDC, meaning they will take actual central bank digital currency to control the people's money. That was very dangerous. That was a slave state. We made it illegal, but we're going to use instead called stablecoin. Kind of the same thing, except it's not central controlled by the government. Stablecoin is just a government and private corporation collaboration. This is why some of these altcoins that run the mechanics behind the digital cross-border payment system will absolutely explode in value. Here's where it gets interesting for gold. The BRICS system is developed. It's called Enbridge. They use the system called Bridge. It brings two currencies together. They go through this digital central bank digital currency digital platform. They convert the currencies. They do the trade and transaction. BRICS has a 40% backing by gold, meaning gold gives it the asset backed in value. That's where stablecoins come in. A stablecoin needs an asset to back it up. So the new US dollar under Trump, he will take us here. We have no choice. The thing is, we can't stop this. The digitization cuts down fees. It cuts down crime. It will absolutely monitor in a slave state if it's given into the wrong hands like Democrats. But right now, over the next handful of years, that's not the issue. But gold is incredibly important to this digital cross-border transaction world, especially stablecoin. Gold will get tokenized. Everything is going to get tokenized. This is a big deal, because tokenization is basically given a USIP code to all your assets. Then gold will get fractionalized, so they'll use increments of it for every stable coin. Gold will rise substantially in value. And if I told you where gold probably goes, you wouldn't believe me. And silver is going to follow. But this puts value in the new cross-border blockchain system like BRICS, which is a gold-backed currency. forcing others like the dollar and the euro to develop gold-backed currencies as well, probably even gold-backed bonds, or nobody's going to buy them. And what's interesting about that is the number one character behind Trump is Judy Shelton. She will probably move into the Federal Reserve at some capacity, and she is a major gold-backed currency, gold-backed bond person. As we get gold to get in and be tokenized for the stablecoin and this cross-border payment system and gets fractionalized, the value of gold being really super high all of a sudden becomes important. The greater the value of gold, the more valuable these stablecoins will become. So gold will go to extraordinary levels, and so will silver. This is very interesting stuff, because the Enbridge and the bridge system the BRICS are using is already in play. Interesting how Trump called Modi of India almost right away. They're building this system right now. You keep hearing about CBDC. That was the big key word. And then the Great Reset. They tried it all, but they're failing and falling apart unbelievably. Now, here, I think, is very interesting. This is something where we get into, when, you know, most people don't understand this part of it, but tokenization, for instance. The role of blockchain identity in cross-border transactions. Bottom line is they're streamlining transaction processes. It makes efficiency in the transaction, transparency, and record keeping. It enhances security and compliance, robust authentication protocol, regulatory adherence, and fraud mitigation. Its integration with traditional money systems like we are now, leveraging existing infrastructures, innovative payment models, and moving along with what we're doing. So instead of a country printing currency and saying, hey, we're good for it, credit, a wink, wink, you know, we now will have a stable coin. We will be in a commodity-backed environment where gold is going to play a valuable component. That's why gold will be unbelievable in value. This change is huge. The opportunity for growth and wealth transfer is unbelievable. If you stay in traditional finance, stocks and bonds, you're going to be in for a big surprise. We are going to have a stock market correction once this hype is over. It has to. We need a cleansing. When that happens, how many more years is it going to take to come back to break even and still deal with inflation until we get these policies enacted to fight against inflation? Whereas the silver itself over the next 18 months will probably outperform the S&P by 95%. Why would you be all in on a stock market unless you're on some individual stock that happens to be on fire? Why would you be in mutual funds or in the stock market when you have this great transfer of wealth coming, silver outperforming by all means, and gold becoming the standard asset behind the new global financial system? I know we hear a lot about it, but it's changed. I think the battle is moving towards the we the people. The battle is moving to freedom, and Trump made it clear we want to have freedom of what dollar or money we use. There will be different dollar stable coins. There'll be multiples rammed through different companies, Ripple and so forth. Different companies will have them. They will be different ways of payment. The thing is, these stable coins will have to have an asset to back it up. When you get into this and understand, not only will gold and silver be valuable, some of these altcoins will probably explode in value as tokenization takes effect. Tokenization is so important. Check this out. Asset tokenization process. This is what I mean by tokenizing. This is how radical these changes are going to be. Take real estate, financial securities, art, tickets, whatever the asset is, they all are going to be tokenized. It's going to be a QSIP system. Verification of ownership over the asset is what it will do. Then the asset valuation will be established, creating the tokenomics. Then choosing what blockchain platform for tokenization. This is where the altcoins come in. And developing smart contracts. So now the asset is solid. It can't be stolen. Building the app to manage tokenized assets, and that's where so much opportunity for wealth is going to be. Token issuance is then coming in play, and tokens release on the secondary market as an asset. This is a big deal. Everything is going to be tokenized. I'm not a fan of this, by the way. I don't think anyone needs to know what assets I have. None of your business. But the bottom line is, if we're going to do buy and selling or cross-border buying and selling, we're going to have to get used to the fact it is going to get tokenized. Stocks, bonds, everything. There are trillions upon trillions in the tokenization market. That's where some of these cryptos are going to explode in value and potential wealth transfer. But here's the other catch. Beyond gold being part of the asset backing these stable coins and gold getting fractionalized and becoming gold-backed bonds, as you're going to see develop around the world, the countries are going to have to prove they have something backing up what they're issuing, or who would trust it. It can't be anymore, oh yeah, good faith and credit of the United States. You can trust us. The world has learned they cannot trust us. That's why there's de-dollarization happening globally. Now this is changing, and you're going to see it change rapidly as they know in the world, Russia, all of them, that Trump is on board to building a crypto empire and getting into stable coins, cross-border transaction, and using these commodities to back up the worth of the currency or the unit, the stable coin. This is radical transformation, but I'm all in. I get it. There's opportunities to do it. We can't stop it. I know Trump will still allow us to keep currency as well as transaction, but if everything is moving into the digital realm, see, Democrats were going to shut this down and do a central government controlled system. That's gone. Now we're going to go to a free market crypto world, cross-border crypto transaction world, revolutionizing. There's trillions moving through this system that will make wealth all over. Down to a waiter and waitress can become wealthy if they learn how to use cryptos and buy into the proper cryptos for the future. If you want to learn, unfortunately, I don't do cryptos here at Cornerstone. We're strictly tangible assets and precious metals. But if you do want to, I would go visit, go look in YouTube, Lauren Atkinson. She's an evangelist. She is a darling lady who understands crypto world very well. She does have a master class that you can take that actually will teach you A to Z how crypto works, what it is, what kind of wallets you use, and help you understand it. I know so many of you, I'm not going near crypto. I get it. But if you do it now, even $1,000 can make a fortune in crypto in the future. So it's worthy to learn, get into something before it starts to take off. Because all I know is I have banks telling me, people that work at banks, they're working on it. They're building the crypto cross-border digital system right now. You're going to wake up one day soon in the future, and I mean very soon, it's going to be like this, and the whole financial system is going to change. Once they start tokenizing every asset, those altcoins and those cryptos will be so valuable. And here's the thing for gold and silver. Not just that they're backing up the stable coin, but it comes down to, at the end of the day, I'm on this board too. I don't care. I think it's fantastic what direction we're going. But at the end of the day, if there is an EMP, if there is some kind of a cyber attack, if there's any issue with the digital internet system, all your money in digital, you're in deep trouble. That's why I'm not a fan of being all in on the stock market. Currency in the bank is a tragic mistake. Gold and silver in retirement accounts and in a private depository account is paramount right now because it will give you freedom away from the digital system. And knowing that gold is going to be used to back up the asset value of these stable coins, now that it's gold backed, as they also create gold backed bonds, gold is going to continue to be extremely valuable and silver will come along for the ride. Having gold and silver in a private depository at home, no matter what, but outside the system gives you peace of mind and protection with the world that is coming in front of us. I still think the digital world has tremendous potential. There's going to be a lot of wealth created there. I would recommend definitely dabbling into that, but with a core asset backed, if you want for wealth transfer and you want stable protection and preservation, physical gold and silver in a depository or in your possession is paramount, because no matter what happens, you always know it's close to home. So this is pretty radical stuff, but I want to end on this and know why we need to make these changes, because this is a really big deal. This is not good for me, but Americans have burned through their pandemic savings. Cumulative excess savings built up during the pandemic were in the trillions, 2.1 trillion at the peak. Look where we're at right now. We are already 300 billion negative in savings. We couldn't have changed our government at the right time in history than we did right now. And we have a chance to turn that around, but you better be in the right place with the right investments. Otherwise, you're going to look back one day and go, why didn't I ever do it? So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.